Good morning. The storm system that brought all the rain earlier in the week continues to depart off into the Canadian Maritime. Still, though, like yesterday, a lot of low clouds hanging on in spots. In some locations, the skies cleared out nicely overnight and temperatures dropped back into the upper 20s and lower 30s, but other locations remained in the 40s with a bit of a breeze and some cloud cover, and that's how we start the day. Locally dense fog is developing near river valleys as well, so visibilities could be down in some spots, so be prepared on your morning commute. Either way, it does look like we'll have a fair amount of sunshine mixing with clouds throughout the day today. The best chance for mostly sunny skies will be in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, with more cloud cover closer to the Canadian border. Still, everyone should be above normal today and make it at least into the lower, with some middle 50s across most of the region. Skies will be clear tonight with high pressure continuing to build in. It'll be dry and seasonably cold, upper 20s and lower 30s. With a ridge of high pressure not only at the surface but building in aloft tomorrow, we'll have a bunch of sunshine throughout the day. Temperatures will warm even more into the upper 50s to around 60. The next storm system will emerge out of the middle of the country and head in our direction for the weekend. Right now, it looks like it'll remain off to our west on Saturday, although early sunshine will give way to increasing clouds during the afternoon. Still out ahead of the system, high temperatures should reach into the middle and upper 50s. That storm system will arrive on Saturday night. Right now, it looks like a bunch of rain with it. And on the back side of the system, as cold air starts to flow in on Sunday, some of the rain showers left over could change to snow showers as the wind picks up and becomes gusty out of the northwest on Sunday afternoon. This will only allow temperatures to reach into the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs for the second half of the weekend. In fact, it stays mostly cloudy, blustery, and cold on Monday with scattered snow showers, perhaps some lake-effect snow squalls in central New York with high temperatures only in the 30s. Back to the lower 40s, but still breezy on Tuesday before the next system makes an approach on Wednesday with highs in the mid-40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strengthening low-pressure system will move from the central Rockies into the plains today, and snow over the mountains will spread east into the plains during the afternoon. While rain will fall initially from many areas across the central and northern plains and upper Midwest, precipitation will change to snow from west to east as colder air wraps around the western side of the low. By tomorrow morning, a band of potentially heavy snow will be falling from the northern plains to the upper Midwest. A strong pressure gradient around the intensifying storm will also lead to strong and gusty winds, and blizzard conditions are possible. Winter storm warnings and blizzard warnings have been issued from northern Nebraska into the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota. Storm totals in the blizzard warning area will be 6 to 12 inches, and wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour are possible, causing considerable blowing and drifting of the snow. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is tracking a large area of clouds and showers over the southwestern Caribbean Sea, which is associated with a broad area of low pressure. The system has changed little in organization since yesterday. However, environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for slow development during the next several days, and a tropical depression is likely to form over the weekend while the low moves slowly and erratically. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 27 degrees, with a northwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, a few clouds and 45 degrees, the dew point 40, 83% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Robstown and Alice, both in Texas, to a low of 14 at Waverly, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny near 60, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy in the mid to upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 55 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature, 47, that's 7 degrees above normal. 0.09 inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.98 inches, which is 0.24 inch above normal. And 30.51 inches for the year, which is 4.36 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees. The average low, 31. The record high, 72, set in 1928, and the record low, 7, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:30 p.m., 9 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs right around 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconic, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, lots of sunshine, warm for this time of year, near 60. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, mid to upper 50s. A storm system coming in will bring rain on Saturday night, and leftover rain showers changing to snow showers Sunday. Windy and turning colder with highs Sunday, lower to mid 40s. Staying in the 30s on Monday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers with a gusty northwest wind, perhaps some lake effect squalls to the west. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy cold Tuesday, lower 40s, and increasing clouds Wednesday back into the middle 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.